This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Heritage has launched a new endeavor that I think a lot of you folks listening right now would be interested in hearing about. So, Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's great to have you here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. So, tell me a little bit about Heritage Foundation's Conservative Oversight Project. What is this, and what's the goal?
Right. So, to explain, I think it's best to back up a little bit and talk what happened in the Trump years. I served in the Trump administration of the Department of Homeland Security. The left then scaled up an effort of enormous size and reach that was dedicated to the function of peppering the administration with Freedom of Information Act requests, lawsuits, and investigations. The right hasn't scaled that up yet for the Biden administration. So that's what we're aiming to do at the Conservative Oversight Project. What we're going to do is relentlessly pursue information facts through investigations that we're going to conduct with research and with our world-class experts and relentless Freedom of Information Act requests. We're going to work closely with other organizations in this space. I mean, America First Legal is a great example. Judicial Watch is another great example of folks who do terrific work. We want to help them get the job done and then partner up with those folks. And we're going to do this so that when the Congress flips in 2023 and Republicans take the gavels, that means they have subpoena power, the power to convene hearings, they will have a body of evidence to go off of to truly hold the Biden administration accountable for all of the chaos they've wrecked in this country over the last year. And the story of the Biden administration and all the damage that they've caused, and most of it on purpose, I'll add, hasn't really been told because our corporate media holds water. Usually you could depend on, you know, independent journalism from newspapers and television and reporters and such in previous administrations in American history. You can't do that now. The corporate media is basically a propaganda arm for the left. And so we need to adapt. And that's exactly what we're doing at the Heritage Foundation. We're going to use all of our skills, talent, reach, size, and strength to really get behind this and try to tell America the story of what's truly happening to this country and why.
Well, it's exciting to hear because you touched on the thing that I harp on the most. And it's not the Democrats and the Republicans, it's the media. Because if the media were out there advocating for truth and exposing truth, whoever is on the other side of truth gets exposed. That's the way the media is supposed to work. It keeps everybody honest and it makes people think twice before they engage in things, which it sounds like your new project with Heritage Foundation is looking to expose. It is absolutely a huge missing piece of the puzzle to advocate for the American people. The media is supposed to be there for the American people. What kinds of things do you anticipate that you might discover or are you looking into that the Biden administration has been able to get away with because they don't have that check and balance?
Right. So there is no shortage of topics, but I'll hit on a few of our top priorities. You know, I'm leading this project with Mark Morgan. He used to be the head of Customs and Border Protection. He was in charge of building the wall for the Trump administration. And so, by no surprise, we're looking a lot at what's happening on the border. Right now, the administration refuses to tell us how many people they've actually let into this country. They give out some, you know, guesstimate numbers about apprehensions at the border. But there's hundreds of thousands of more that have gone, you know, past border agents and into the country. And the administration refuses to tell us where they're sending these people. They won't even give a heads up to states and localities. They refuse to talk about all their nonprofit partners who are funding these operations at the Americans' expense. And we're going to get after that stuff. Another thing we really want to look into is the relationship between big tech and the government. We know big tech is big left. I think we really need to present with evidence in the American people's mind the many touch points that big tech has inside the federal government, where they basically work hand in glove. You saw Jennifer Saki go up on the press podium and announce that they were pressuring Twitter and Facebook to basically deplatform some conservatives. Well, we think that's happening, you know, at every single level of federal government, where they're relying and working with these big tech goons. And so we really want to get at the bottom of that. Another area is the wokeification of the federal government. I mean, it's no surprise to you and your listeners that they want to establish critical race theory as basically a state religion. And, you know, they're having some trouble with schools because parents started figuring it out and started asking questions and demanding it stop. But they're going full speed ahead within the federal government with all these diversity czars and programming and stuff to basically, you know, use that to build out the apparatus in which they could spread CRT throughout the country. Those are some of our top priorities and focuses. But it doesn't end there. And it doesn't end just with the federal government. I think you understand very well that it's not just, you know, Joe Biden and his cronies within the administration. It's a regime that encompasses both their propaganda arm and the media and their corporate enablers who push a lot of this. I mean, as soon as the vax mandate gets struck down, Biden knows all he has to do is go and beg and strong arm willing corporations into doing it themselves. And so it's not just government that's at war with American conservatives and the people. It's woke corporate culture. It is the media. It is open borders, institutions, and nonprofits. And we're looking at getting after them all.
We're speaking with Mike Howell, who is the Heritage Senior Advisor for Government Relations, about the Conservative Oversight Project, which I encourage you to read more about and investigate, because it seems to be the watchdog that this administration would fear and that we would appreciate to have someone out there. You mentioned, you know, the fact that you served in the Trump administration, being the chief legal point of contact at the Department of Homeland Security. I have a lot of conversations with Heritage's Jim Carafano, and we talk about the border a lot. We talk about other issues. We could talk about Ukraine. We could talk about Russia. But specifically on the southern border, it is mind-blowing to me how obvious the problem is and how detrimental it is to our country. And how willfully the administration just turns a blind eye to it. I mean, it seems to me like your experience there with Homeland Security and also the investigation that you're helping lead up there at the Heritage Foundation, that you might know where to look and you might be able to fill in some of the gaps where people like me, who are not experts on any of this, are looking at obvious problems that our country is facing and going, how? Why? What could possibly be the reason for this to take place? I'm sure that there are some obvious explanations for it that just haven't been uncovered yet.
Yeah, and I think the answer is frankly more obvious than people realize, and it's even more disconcerting. And that's that they did this on purpose. Every decision they made in the very beginning of the Biden administration was to undo all the Trump era advancements on the border, knowing full well that if they were to do that, a massive rush would occur. And then they shut down the capability of our, you know, law enforcement to deal with it on the back end. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you do those things, you're going to have an epic border crisis. But for the left, they view illegal immigration as a way to get more of potential constituents into the country, and that's why they did it. The only reason there are any, you know, tethers of enforcement remaining is just because they know they can't get away with every last thing. And so they're doing as much as they possibly can, you know, with a little bit of shame, to get as many new people dependent on government into the country that they think will end up voting for them.
So, Mike Howell, speaking with us right now with Heritage, do you anticipate, does this project anticipate uncovering illegalities that this administration has engaged in, or is it going to expose the dirty deeds that kind of exist in the political world, but this administration doesn't have to be accountable because the media isn't there? I mean, what is this project really looking for?
We're looking for the facts, and we'll let the facts take us where they take us. If we uncover something that is pointing in the direction of illegality, we will certainly notify the proper authorities. I think law enforcement and Congress are best equipped to make those determinations, but we're certainly not going to limit ourselves in any of this. I think what happened at the border, since we're talking about it, you know, potentially broaches on criminal behavior. If you knowingly do something that causes such carnage, whether it's the drugs, the crime, any of the stuff that's flowing across, and you do it for political reasons, that's a serious, grave betrayal of your country.
Yeah.
President Trump was impeached for far less than that, for a phone call with Ukraine where they thought he betrayed his country, which we all found out he didn't. And here we have, on the other hand, Biden knowingly, willingly, and for political advantage, causing great harm to our country at the expense of our sovereignty, security, and well-being. And to me, that's one of the greatest examples of a president betraying our country in this in our history. I can't think of anything that rivals that. We're talking millions and millions of people flooding into the country with absolute disrespect to our sovereignty. His job's to secure the borders, and he's absolutely given up that job and violated his oath of office. So we'll see what kind of accountability we can achieve on that end.
Last question before we let you go. Mike Howell with us right now, senior advisor for government relations at Heritage Foundation, also with the Department of Homeland Security in the Trump administration. I'm just curious, since I have you here and you have this experience, when you yourself see the news and know the reports that come out of how the southern border is not being handled, what are your greatest fears that you, if you were to be put into a position to resolve them once again, you would almost immediately react to based on how it's going right now?
That's a great question. I mean, it's going to take a lot to restart the machine, to start removing people and applying consequences to those who came in. But one thing that particularly, you know, concerns me, and I spoke about this yesterday on OAN, is that the cartels have gotten very powerful. They've made a lot of money during the Biden administration. Now, as you know, gangs don't give up territory easily. They have drones now that can drop, you know, small load bombs that they're doing in Mexico and rival cartels. So now that they have free reign over our southern border and have established, you know, lanes of traffic that go all throughout our country, there's people in the cartels on both sides of the border, after all. What happens when we try to take that back? It's not going to be peaceful, I'll tell you that much. So that's what concerns me the most about when we do get a president who's willing to actually uphold our law and protect our nation, is we've let the enemy gain a lot of ground.
Yeah, and it's going to have to happen sooner than later, for sure. I know here we're right smack dab in the center of the country, and I know of gang activity that exists here, and the drugs are here, and it seems as though the effects of what this administration is doing on our southern border, and or like I said, not doing on our southern border, it's going, the effects are going to last much, much longer than we can begin starting to have a solution.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we will continue to follow the Heritage Foundation's endeavors with the Conservative Oversight Project. And a personal thank you from me to you for doing this, because it's nice to see that some people are out there going to dig for the truth and get the documents to prove it. Mike, thank you so much for the time today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, and share the news.
Absolutely. Goodbye.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.